Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Kentucky for Cannabis. We are a community chapter of Americans for Cannabis. Americans for Cannabis can be found online at americansforcannabis.com. We also have a project website called makeitlawful.com/americansforcannabis.com. That page will explain to you how you can help Make It Lawful and end prohibition of cannabis. We invite you to check out our information and to contact us with your questions. I'm Mary Thomas Spears, or a.k.a. Reverend Mary. I'm your host. I'm founder of Diverse Sanctuary and head of the Kentucky for Cannabis chapter. And you can find out more about me at www.designingyourworld.com. That's designingyourworld.com. And again, today's shows will be a continuation of the past four shows that I've done. I was hoping to wrap those up yesterday, but I wasn't able to do so because it seems like I keep going over the information from previous shows, and then I can add very little information to it at the end. But I'm afraid that people will not get all the information because it's going out in separate broadcast, and therefore I have to explain what we were talking about before, all that. So it takes time. What we were talking about before is the fact that Roger Christie is incarcerated in a jail in Honolulu, Hawaii. Wait a minute. I believe it is in Honolulu where he's been incarcerated. And I have that information. And the information I just got, excuse me, I just got an email about that, about who the judge is in that case. He is incarcerated in jail, and he's not received trial in 2 years. And he was basically defrauded into waiving his rights to a speedy trial. And from what I'm being told, okay, that's what I've been told, that he was basically defrauded into waiving his rights to a speedy trial. And so we are here trying to lend him some support and some experience from my personal experience from being in court 15 years fighting cases such as this on a personal level in my life. And so therefore, any advice I've given in any of these episodes, as I said in the first episode, I am not a lawyer. I cannot give legal advice. Any experience I've shared or any of my knowledge I've shared comes from personal experience in a courtroom fighting for my rights and the freedoms of everyone and in this issue and other issues. And so that's where that's at. And so the first thing I want to go over is that I've explained to him that you need to call attention to your case, first of all, if you haven't already, or, you know, not just to him, but anybody fighting this, kind of thing in court. If you're going to stand up and fight it, then you need to call attention to your case so that all the eyes are watching. I also pointed out that you need to police the courts and police your attorneys, and in order to do that, you must understand the law that you are going to fight in court. You must also understand the court procedures and great, I'm getting a phone call during a live broadcast, and toll-free number, which means it's probably spam, so we'll ignore it. Just don't listen to the beeps, people. And so as I was saying, court processes are the order in which the courts operate, and the order in which the court there that you're being tried in operates may be different than another court, so you need to check that with the courthouse you're in and get a copy of their court procedures so that you know what order their courts work in, and that includes what time or in what timely process your motion should be filed in court. It means how they should be typed, in space, and what font you should use when turning those motions in, and all that information so that you can either A, represent yourself, or B, police the attorney and judge in your case to make sure that they are following the rules of the court and the processes of the court. And then I also pointed out that even if you have had paid for your own attorney and you're not using a court-appointed attorney, that you still need to police them because they have sworn an oath to the bar. And that means that they have sworn an oath to protect the interest of the corporation, which is our government, and to the bar itself, which is in England or London. And so it might not be in their best interest for you to be free. And so you need to police them so that you know that you're protecting your freedom instead of their interests. Okay? And then I laid out for you the evidence you need to gather and put into an evidence file in order that you will be able to fight this case, because you can't fight anything without evidence proving that you're innocent or that they're lying and they're wrong. And that evidence file that I gave you, a list of evidence that it should contain in the previous shows, I'm not going to go over what it should contain again today, because if I do that, I won't have any time to go over anything else. But I wanted you to, know what to put into the evidence file, and all that information's in the other four shows. Okay, and then I went over court motions that should be filed immediately in your case, and explaining that you should familiarize yourself with the motions that can be filed in your case, etc. And know those motions and be able to file those motions in a timely manner within the court. I'm not going to go over those motions again because, again, we only got 30 minutes. And those motions can be found in a previous show. What I wanted to... and then I laid out for you... I almost forgot. And then I laid out for you the order in which that should be presented to the courts, and how it should be presented to the courts to present your argument what argument are you presenting to the courts in your defense? And so these are the things that I've gone over in previous shows. And today I wanted to try to go back over where I might have left some information out of the previous shows or wasn't clear enough on certain issues in previous shows, and add to that or clarify or whatever. And so the first thing I wanted to clarify today from a previous show on this discussion is when I was talking about the evidence and the argument that you're going to present, I brought up the fact that, okay, their argument is that you're in possession of a controlled substance, not an illegal substance. If you didn't catch that, listen to the earlier show. Controlled by what? Controlled by tax and regulation. Again, that's an earlier show. But as I was explaining that, I was also explaining, you know, that it was misappropriate, that cannabis, excuse me, cannabis marijuana hemp was misappropriated through tax and regulation to the DEA and the Controlled Substance Act because their claim is it has no accepted medicinal use, and therefore it's a Schedule I, which means it's just a toxic narcotic that offers no good at all to the earth. And that's why DEA has right to eradicate it and lock you into chains for being in possession of what they have as a controlled substance. So as I pointed out, I was pointing out to you in an earlier part of this show, all the evidence that proves that they're lying about it not being an accepted medicine or recognized medicine. And when I was pointing that out, I brought up the fact that if it's not accepted for medicinal use or recognized for medicinal use, then why have they copied it and made a synthetic man-made THC pill called Marinol that they're prescribing to people all across the country at $300 a bottle for 30 pills. So the fact that they claim that it has no medicinal use whatsoever is a lie. Because if it didn't have medicinal use, they wouldn't have copied it and made their man-made pill that they could patent and make more money from, because you can't patent plants. I went over that, too. So they know it has medicinal use. They just can't make as much money off of it. So their whole argument is a lie. And this is just one, Marinol is just one shred of evidence that their argument is a lie. You could also add to that the sativa sprays. And if you don't know about sativa sprays, medicinal sativa sprays that they are prescribing to people and such, you can look those up as well. And I suggest you look up the information on Marinol. That's Marinol, Marinol, the man-made THC pill. Download that information, add that to your evidence file, and add that to your argument that, you know, this too is proof that they're lying and about it having no acceptable medical use. Excuse me, people, I'm tripping over my own tongue this morning, as I have been the last few mornings. At this point, I'll just remind people that I am a patient. And so I'm feeling a little under the weather this morning. All right, so now we've added Marinol to your evidence file, and that should go in the order in your argument, is when you're making your argument that the medicinal use is a lie, or no, except the medicinal use is a lie. Okay, so now that I've clarified that, I had also said that when I had gotten, and I said this earlier, I said when I had gotten updated information on where you can send letters and support and stuff to Roger Christie, I would let the people know. And so far, what I've been able to get is the judge in that case is a judge, a woman judge. Her name is Leslie. That's L-E-S-L-I-E, Leslie. I don't even know if I can pronounce her last name. Kobashi. That's K-O-B-A-Y-A-S-H-I. Leslie Kobashi is the judge in Hawaii that you need to be writing your letters of support to, and I still have not gotten an address on this judge, but I'm sure if you put into your Google bar, and I haven't had time to do this, and I apologize, people, that I haven't had time to do this. If you punch into your bar, Judge Leslie Kobashi in Hawaii, and a courthouse, you know, I'm sure that address will pop up, and then you know where to send your letters of support in this case, too. Once again, as soon as I receive that information, and I don't know why I haven't received it yet, I know when I spoke to them about you sending letters of support, they wanted them sent to Roger Christie's attorney. I have since advised him that that is not a good idea, and I explained in a show yesterday why it's not a good idea. And so we're asking, or I'm asking you at this time, to send any letters of support to the judge in this case so that we know the judge got all the letters, okay? I also have, I also wanted to say for the record, the address I gave in the first show, even though it has Des Moines, Iowa on it, I was explained that, and it was an address that said Federal Bureau of Prisons. You'll find that in the first show. That even though that said Des Moines, Iowa, and I thought that was outdated information or that information was not right, that information is correct if you want to send contributions to Roger Christie or send him money while he's inside the jail. That's how you do it, is with the first address in the show, on the first show that we put out. And again, I'm not going over that information. It's in the first show, and I'm limited to time, and I don't have time to go over that information. But if you want to write him directly and send him letters of support inside or contact him inside, you can do so by writing to Roger Christie, that's C-H-R-I-S-T-I-E, at the Federal Bureau of Prisons, and inmate number 99279.022. Again, that's 99279.022. Unit 6A, P.O. Box 30080. It's 30080, Honolulu. That's Honolulu. Again, that's Honolulu, comma, Hawaii, which is abbreviated HI. And the zip code is 96820. That's 96820. And so that's where you can send your letters of contact at. And once again, the judge in that case that you want to write is a judge in Honolulu, Hawaii. And you need to contact that judge and send that judge your letters explaining why they need to give him a trial and try him in a timely manner, or why they need to free him. Okay? And let me go see, check the time. And let me say for the record, people, I have not been taking call-ins on these shows because I don't have time to get all this information out and explain everything I'm trying to explain and take calls and deal with callers at this time. But I will be taking calls when I get done with this series. And again, we will be taking calls. I also explained that. And right now I'm seeing that things don't jive. I'm being told I got 60 seconds left. But I just want to say that the next show will finish. I'll finish clarifying everything that I might not have gotten through in this show that I've already gone over in past shows. So we will finish clarifying this on next show, and hopefully that'll be the last show we run on this. If you'd like to be on our show or sponsor our show or get your agenda on our show or tell your story, the number to call is 270-904-0279. I'm Mary Thomas Spears. Be a blessing and be blessed. We hope you join us for the next show. And then we hope that you help distribute this information. We thank you for helping us get this information out. We thank everyone for all their support. And we wish you a wonderful, beautiful, lovely, joyful day. We are Kentucky for Cannabis. We are a chapter of Americans for Cannabis. We can be found online at AmericansForCannabis.com. We can also be found on Facebook, Blog Talk, and TalkShoe. Thank you for joining us.